Check one, check two.
Yeah, you know what to do.
All right, back to my question, because your face was hilarious. Have you ever ate a white person's barbecue?
And again, like, you have to explain. Like,
no, there's nothing to explain. Like,
are you talking about, like, barbecue, like, ribs and are you just talking about, like, them cooking some meat over?
No, like a barbecue, like, yeah, ribs, chicken, all that.
Nah.
You've never, right?
I think the only thing that I've had from, like, say, a white person that's cooked, like, air quotes, barbecue is, like, hot dogs and hamburgers.
Okay.
You know, something light.
So a few weeks ago, I was at a barbecue.
Okay.
And it was, so I happened to be a white family that we were at.
Okay.
And we're having fun, everything, and it just, like, literally hit me out of nowhere. I tell my homie, I was like, yo, you ever ate a white person barbecue? He's like, shut up. And then you can see him, like, snap, and he's thinking, like, wait a minute. No. This is going to be interesting. I'm curious now. It smelled great.
Uh-huh.
It smelled great.
So, I guess one and two, how was it, and what did they have?
They had chicken. Let's start with that. They had chicken. They had everything. Chicken, ribs, sausage, the basics.
Okay.
They had pork and beef ribs.
Okay.
They had some sausage, and then they had leg quarters.
Okay. What side?
Oh, I don't even remember. It was like typical, like, potato salad and stuff like that. No, like, Mexicans. Like, what we have, it'll be rice and beans and stuff.
So potato salad. It was like salad, salads. Macaroni salad.
Yeah, macaroni. It wasn't macaroni cheese. It was macaroni salad, which threw me off.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, because I was like, potato salad, macaroni salad.
Uh-huh.
I was like, there's a lot of salads going on with the barbecue, which I, like, in our culture, yeah. Beans? Yeah. Huh?
Any beans?
No.
No baked beans?
No, there was no beans. I want to say that.
Oh, I know one. I know another one. casserole, like green bean casserole.
Yes, they had that.
They love that shit.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
Why do people love green bean casserole?
He's so dumb. And they brought the food. It was trays and trays of food. They're getting down.
You know, they got money.
But when they unraveled it, they unfoiled it,
uh-huh,
it didn't look as pleasing. It kind of looked real plain.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this is like, hey, thanks for, appreciate y'all. What did y'all see? Did y'all use your own seasoning? I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is on here, basically. And they're like, no, they use, what's that beer, the Bock beer?
Okay, yeah.
They use that, which I thought was weird, like, so... Like, in one season, they're like just salt and pepper.
I don't see any.
Nah, I didn't. And the skin was still like whitish.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, this is like, it was tender because they did like a beer chicken.
Okay.
And which I wasn't used to. It tasted real heavy on the, and the, I don't even like that beer. It was just weird. Like, so I don't, it just had me thinking like, have I never ate a white person's barbecue?
I mean, you've definitely eaten it. It's just at restaurants.
Yeah, true.
You know, but to the outside, yeah, I've never had like barbecue. It's just been, you know, like you said, the basics: hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, the salads and stuff. But
that's never... an interesting question, right?
Absolutely.
Who do you think barbecue's better, black people or Mexicans?
That's
a little debate we had too.
Yeah, that's a tough one because it's similar but different.
Yeah,
you know, the seasonings that are used is different. So I'm going to tell you, I think that Mexicans do the fajitas,
mm-hmm,
better than. Like, we don't even really do fajitas, so that's
it's not even a comparison. What would you throw that on the menu for?
It's different, but that's like when I think of Mexican barbecue, like that's what I think of is the fajitas.
I've never had a black person's barbecue outside of a restaurant. It's always been like at a restaurant, like some great restaurants, but like, and I like, they've been black owned, so I know they're black barbecuers,
right?
But I never been like to a
Now I'm not the person that's going to, you know, do that marriage of 12, 16 hours of smoking something.
I do like it all day. 16, 18 hours easily.
Yeah, nah, that ain't happening.
Really?
Fuck no. I'd rather pay for it.
You've heard them on Bumping. Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumpin' Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her.
Dirty J.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumpin' Gums Podcast. I'm Dirty J here, my right hand man's Mr. Ebony himself, Kev Hit Kevy Kev.
What up, what up?
Why is it all the fade?
The extras.
What extras? Kevy Kev? You said you like Kevy Kev.
All that, like, I never said that.
You said you wanted to be, you wanted a new name.
No, you said
that. I did?
Yeah, you said that.
I swear it was you.
That. No, no. I'm Kev. I'm cool with Kev.
No, we talked about this.
Yeah, no, you wanted to add extras.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to revisit that conversation because I swear it was you.
No, never me.
You smell delicious today, though. You smell really nice.
Thank you.
Y'all don't know Kev's huge on colognes. He's always bringing colognes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I hate you, bro. Like, I'm a hater.
Why?
Because, like, I'm going to be real. We just the boys, right? I'm going to be real. You got the looks, and you always smell good.
Thank you. Thank
it's like it's like a deadly combination.
I mean, you know, you gotta work with what you gotta work with what God gave you.
See, but you're not slick with the words. If you were slick with you are, you're not. If you were slick with the words, it'd be a triple threat. You a deadly combination. You're not the triple threat.
Who said I'm not good with the words?
I know tons of people that done said that.
Shit.
See, like me, I got the comedy. I got the comedy on my side. I make them laugh.
So I don't make them laugh?
No, you don't.
Shit.
You're not funny at all.
Okay.
There's only two. You know what? Now I think about it. There's two people that I've ever actually hated on, and I feel comfortable enough to say it. Like you, one of them.
Okay.
You one of them. My friend Mickey was the other one.
Really?
Yeah. You know. You know Mickey. Mickey. I'll describe Mickey for the ones that don't know who he is. Light skin, tall guy, real tall. How tall would you say? About 6'5", 6'3", 6'2".
Hell no, he's not taller than me.
Really? He's taller than me. Well, I'm short.
Yeah, he's probably about 6 foot.
But light skin guy.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. Fucking asshole. Hate him. And I hate because we've gone out a couple times.
Okay.
And like I said, I got the comedy thing on my end. I always kill him with the laughter and like that, you know, easy, get a number, whatever. We got out. And the blue eyes, like, he just got to blink. Like, all you got to do is look.
Yeah.
And it kills them.
It's interesting. It's different.
Yeah. We were out one time, and this is when I decided I hated him. Don't make me laugh. This is a real story. We were out one time. It was me, him, and Smooth.
All right.
Waitress was all over him. Didn't even pay attention to me and Smooth. And
why didn't y'all let me know?
Oh, this was like a little business
hating.
Thing.
You was hating.
Okay, no. Well, yeah. Two of y'all in one room? Fuck no. I definitely don't have no chance. All right. We're at a restaurant. We're at Twin Peaks, right? Hanging out.
Okay.
We wanted to order a couple beers, have some drinks. And the waitress forget about me and Smooth. They didn't even pay no mind to us. Mickey said something that was stupid. She kind of giggled. She's like, I like a guy that can make me laugh. I said, shit. Well, knock, knock. She goes, would you shut your fat ass up?
What?
And like, yeah.
Wow.
I was shocked. Since then, I've hated Mickey.
You tucked your tail and was like, man, I'm going home.
I was so mad. And like, I just, like, yo, everywhere we gone, like, they just fall.
You went ahead to the manager on the slide and be like, hey, we need a new waitress.
Yeah, I complain. I didn't tip her. I didn't tip her at all. I'm a hater. But I'm comfortable saying that because y'all my boys. I mean, but I feel like sometimes, like, I'm like, there's always the ugly one in the group.
I mean,
am I the ugly one in the group?
There's got to be somebody.
I don't think so. Nah, I don't think it's me.
Somebody has to be.
I don't feel like it's me.
I mean,
I hold my own. Episode 227. Appreciate y'all returning, coming back. How was your weekend? I got something to say.
It was a worky weekend.
Worky weekend.
Worky.
Worky. Okay.
Yeah. Very worky.
Never do nothing.
Nah,
fucking boringest stuff. Life ever.
Nah, I do stuff with my baby girl.
Boringest life ever.
Yeah.
All right. We had Jay's birthday party. Well, okay. Well, let's back up. First woo, off, woo, my girls woo. Was robbed. We was robbed. We lost this weekend, volleyball.
Okay.
I record all our games. I record all my games and I post them.
Okay.
As I'm going, like, I'm adding the score, so whoever's watching, my girls or the family's watching, they can see the score.
Okay.
I'm adding the score. They finished the first set at 22. It's supposed to be 25. Mm. They called the game. It was 22-18. Still plenty of time to come back.
How long was the first game?
I don't even know. But that the first set's never timed. You have to reach 25. And then the second set, you either time or third set, your time, whatever.
I mean, I get what you're saying.
The whole game in general, both sets was 37 minutes. So it wasn't long.
Okay.
So no reason to call it.
Okay.
But on the scoreboard, they had 25. It was only 22.
Mm.
So I was mad. We got robbed.
Okay.
We could have beat this team. We really could have. Second set, it was back and forth the whole set. I think we lost like 25 to 22. That one, 23.
Okay.
And it was back and forth. So we were robbed. But now we got a new addition. I'm excited. She a beast. Definitely got like, Basie going to be playing college somewhere. So I'm excited. I'm curious to see her play this weekend.
That's good shit. You got to have, like, if you have one that's like really talented, it brings the level of everybody else up. It does. Up.
And actually, I got about, I would say a solid four that I'm comfortable saying, like, yo, y'all got some. And it's funny because this one, the new one, she was at one of our practices. My boys helped because my girls practice after my boys.
Mm-hmm.
My boys helped, like, get the balls and stuff. She hit one of the balls, pegged them right there. Man, I thought I was going to send them to the girls' team.
So, kind of like that one that I sent you?
Yes. Yeah, right there in the face. But it was a lot lower for him. Oh. Got him right there.
He's singing soprano.
So now, fast forward. This is Saturday. Sunday, Jay's birthday party. We're there. We're at a burger spot. I'm wearing my shirt, my bubble gum shirt, right?
Okay.
Loud and proud.
Yes, sir.
I ordered my food. Guy goes, hey, what's Bumpy Gums? I said, yeah, it's a comedy podcast. This and that. He goes, not my thing. Sounds like it sucks. Walks off. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, yo. And then I guess he saw my face. He goes, I'm just playing with you. I'll check it out. It's probably yours, right? Like, I don't know if he caught it or whatever. I was like, man. But like right there in my face.
You know, so I've got the magnetic sticker on side of my car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go pick up coffee from this one coffee spot. And the girl at the coffee spot, she sees it and was like, well, what's your podcast about? Sell it to me.
What?
Exactly. It's like, bitch, I ain't got to sell you shit. And she old, like, you
oh,
know.
Oh, man.
You know, she was a, yeah, she wasn't, yeah. Anyway.
So it's not for everybody. So I appreciate the ones that are here. My diehards, my day ones.
Yeah. I was like,
appreciate y'all.
Fuck you. I ain't selling you on my podcast. If you want to listen to it, listen to it.
So, man. Got a great show for y'all today.
Hopefully she's still listening, or maybe not still listening.
So stupid.
I just thought about that. Like, what if she's listening?
Yeah, you just called her out.
I just called her out. But hey, at least
I love
didn't
you.
Say where the coffee spot was.
That's true.
So she doesn't know that it's her. It could have been somebody else.
I mean, how many people have come to a coffee shop and tell you to sell them? She knows who she is.
She doesn't know.
Remember, that was Kev, not Dirt.
It could have been a
it
couple.
Was Kev.
It could have been a couple of coffee spots. Like, I try different. I try a lot of.
You
different
try to back spots. Out so hard.
No, I'm just saying.
You sound like me. Oh, baby, got me. This weekend, she got me.
With what?
So, if I were to give you a hall pass with any one of my friends, I said Vic and Jennifer.
Oh Lord have mercy.
She looked at me. She said, "Damn, can I finish my question?" I said, "Well, I mean, we know where the question's going. You said hall pass friends." Gave you what I thought. She was so upset.
Why would you even answer the question?
Because she's asking me. Why would I not answer the question? Now I'm ignoring her.
Why would you?
What's the answer I give then?
I wouldn't.
She said, because I forgot.
I wouldn't want to have sex with any of your friends. I wouldn't want to hall pass with any of your friends. That's the answer.
Well, where the fuck were you on Saturday?
Because,
like, she, the weird two or something, she saw something on TikTok, and we got in the conversation, and she's like, hey, fun question. If I were to give you a hall pass with any of my friends, and, you know, I thought she would say, maybe I should name one friend instead of two.
Yeah, that's
but that was being, me. That was me backing out.
That's being presumptuous. That's saying that you're going to get two hall passes instead of one.
Well, no, if I have a hall pass, or, like or if I have a goal, then I mean I'm just in a.
You just trying to have the threesome with the two.
I'm just saying if you let me mash on the gas, bro, I'm gonna put that pedal down.
Straight 93.
Yeah. 0 to 60 real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Shit. Don't give me that, okay?
Hit it with that grease lightning.
So what do you think about Jada's book promotion? Jada been wilding out lately.
Man, wilding out ain't even the word.
Now, do you think there's a how would you say behind this? Is there a motive besides, I guess, promoting her book?
Honestly, I look at it like obviously, like you said, she's promoting the book. She's going to all these different publications and everything, but she is kicking Will's back in.
And he ain't said nothing. Like, I respect Will for not saying nothing. I respected Will for a long time. Me, I would have choked her already. Like, I put my career on the line. I became a public mockery for backing you up.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, and not only that, to even throw salt in the wound, you're like, at that time, we weren't even calling each other husband and wife. I would have slapped her like I did, like he did, what's the name, Chris?
Yeah, that shit.
I don't put my hands on females, but sometimes.
Hey, that, dog, to hear her say that in the interview and was like, I was shocked when he called me his wife. Like, well, regardless that y'all are, air quotes, separated.
Man.
You're still his wife. So for him to say what he said, like, what shot you? Because on paper, y'all are still husband and wife.
Facts.
Like, who? Yo, she said so much shit from that.
I just feel like she's so irrelevant with the Tupac shit coming out now. I don't know if this is like she planned her book. I don't know if it was like coincidence. I don't know if she's had that book sitting on the shelf collecting dust. That's like, oh, now's my time. Let me jump on it.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but like with that coming out, she's just so irrelevant. I feel like she's trying to jump on everything now.
Nah, she's definitely jumping on a lot of shit. And she's talked to everybody. Like,
oh, yeah, she's singing like a bird.
She's talking to everybody. She's been on a ton of different podcasts. She's been on like the Good Morning America.
They need a reality show. Now, them kids is fucked up too.
They are. So when you look at like a lot of this stuff that they've been talking about with them, what's like one of the things that like kind of blew your mind the most?
The whole thing, my wife, like that pissed me off. Cause like I said, now he's banned from this and that. He's lost jobs from it. He's lost movies. He's like so much, the ripple effect was nuts.
Right.
Any woman be like, wow, that's my man. He stood up for me. Yeah. This one be like, your wife? Yeah. Yeah, you bald bitch. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's really that. I mean, honestly, I would say that to me, that's the one that stood out the most. It pissed me off.
You know, the thing that kind of, that it's not even about Will on this one, but her saying that Tupac, that he asked her to marry him while he was in Rikers.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think it's, like somebody even broke down the timeline. It just wasn't matching up.
I've heard that it does match, and then I've heard that it doesn't match. I haven't did the math.
I don't think so, man.
I haven't done the math. But one thing that I will say, I think that Jada is very honest. Right. I really think that she's really honest in regards to everything that's been going on. But even with her honesty, all of her honesty makes Will look a certain way. You know, he kind of looks like the fresh simp of Bel Air. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid. How long you been holding that one in?
I just came up with
it. No, you did it. You were practicing that.
I was sitting in front of the mirror with the rapper hands, the fresh simp of Bel Air.
Nah, that was a little too aggressive. Let me try it like this.
Yeah. Nah. Just came up.
Nah, man. That was so
I can't be the, he can't be the fresh simp.
You don't got the comedy like I do. Your shit don't, your timing so off. You don't got knee slappers like I do.
I got slappers. I got crazy slaps. What are you talking?
Oh my God.
That's one thing I got. I got them slaps.
Oh man. The shit that's funny to me is the memes that are coming out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with her and with Tupac in the car and yeah. Like this other shit. Somebody did her and the All Eyes on Me cover.
Uh-huh.
That was classic.
Hey, but it's true.
No, it is.
One thing that if you were to say she has an A+ in this book promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I know for sure when Friday comes, she's gonna have a New York Times bestseller.
Oh yeah, easily.
Easy.
Everybody loves the drama. Everybody loves it. Drama sells.
Yeah. Now I will say this just as a tidbit. Britney Spears kind of fucked up because she's got a book coming out too.
Oh yeah. Nah, wrong timing. Hold off.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. You're about to get demolished.
Yeah. She gotta wait.
Yeah.
But she did drop some. She dropped a little bit of tea.
Who, Britney?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She got pregnant by Justin Timberlake and she had an abortion.
Oh.
Bye, bye, bye.
I didn't know that.
That was better. I mean, yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't know why you did the gunshots. But
because I thought we were going off on the taking shots, but.
No. I hit her with the NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye.
I don't have that sound effect.
No, I know, but I did the sound effect. It was like perfect.
You're dragging this out way too much.
It was perfect. You fucked it up.
How did I fuck? Oh man. So Jada Pinkett, yeah, hold off on that book because Jada right now is hot.
Yeah.
She's hot.
As fish grease.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is.
You ever fry fish?
I mean, it could be any kind of grease because when you fry, grease is all the same temperature, but
it's the same.
Like chicken grease or
I mean, it's the same. It maybe you didn't catch that in the, you know, but yeah, that's the saying that we have.
I get what you're saying. What the fuck is wrong with you? Too much of that wine.
What wine?
Oh no. Oh yeah, we're not sponsored by wine. We're sponsored by I want to be sponsored by MD. Mad Dog.
What?
2020.
You trying to bring Mad Dog back?
Yeah, bro. I remember that. I used to drink that back in middle school days.
For real?
Man, I would get tore up.
All right. This is a question. All right. So you know how kids say, or not kids, but everybody says lit.
Okay.
Lit is now, you know, one of those mm-hmm. words, right? Do you remember any time back in the day that people would use lit as being drunk? Instead of just saying somebody was drunk.
That'd be high.
Huh?
When you're high, you're lit.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I remember hearing back in the day, like in the like 80s, 90s, that when people were like, it just popped into my head. But when I was younger, I remember hearing people like, yeah, man, so-and-so was lit last night. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Talking about they was drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lit for us was high.
Back in the day, though.
Yeah, back in the day. Right, back in the day, the same was off the hook, off the meat racks.
Yeah, but it's like a recirculated word.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just, thanks for that random fact.
Yeah, snapple fact of the day.
Oh, my God. So what do you think, like, okay, you're Will Smith. Do you jab back? Do you let this ride? Like, has he even came out and said anything?
No, and... I will say I give Will like mad props for being.
That's what I'm saying. I respect him, but at some point, like, damn, bro, like.
So I'll fast forward to today, right? So here in the last like day or so, she's been kind of like on a apology tour, mm. right? So she actually did another interview on like Good Morning America. Cause I guess Will's like kind of put his foot down, like, all right, bitch, like you making me look bad out here in these streets. Like the hoes ain't calling me no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everybody, you know, since everybody's been kind of talking shit about them and you know, it's one of those things like they always say what's that saying? Don't meet your heroes and shit like that. Like, she may not be anybody's hero, yeah, but
she ain't on nobody's list.
But when you look at their relationship, they were kind of what you know what people would say is relationship goals. You know,
yeah.
J. Cole had the line in the song, you know, I want that real love, that Jada and yeah. Will love. You know what I'm saying? He had a concert recently. He didn't say the line. You know?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know.
They have been an iconic couple for years.
Yeah.
Kind of find out they weren't even a couple.
I was shocked when he called me his wife.
I was just saying, like, I would almost say, like, she's trying to set it off. See, that was a decent. That was a good one.
Now, there was one thing that what's his name? Fabulous. I saw that Fabulous had said, right? So, she went to Fat Joe's like podcast or whatever, and he presented her with her Terror Squad, Air Force Ones.
Okay. I thought you say chain. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, okay. No, the TS Air Force Ones, and he was like, that TS meant something else.
What do you mean?
Tupac Shakur.
Oh my God, bro. Stop, bro. Stop. Stop. What? Should you keep it 100 about your past with your kids?
No.
Really? That was a quick no.
That's an absolute no.
Why?
Ain't none of your fucking business.
Is it not?
It's not.
Not even if you feel they could teach them?
You can, like, you don't have to tell your kids everything. And that's, like, when I hear certain people talk about, you know, things on talk shows and, oh, we've got an open relationship and we talk about everything and blah, 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 blah. Like, no, I think that people pick and choose, mm-hmm. right? I really do. People say that they keep it 100, but I think they pick and choose. Cause it's like, say you're a younger mother, right? And, you had to do some shit to, you know, keep the bills paid and things like that, right? So if say you had the you had like a little sugar daddy on the, you know, that you had to, you know, do something strange for a little bit of change, and you're not gonna tell your kids like, hey, little Billy, you need to make sure that you stay in school and get good grades, because I don't want you out here having to, you know, do whatever for, you know, you don't want to do the things that I had to do to
your mama had to suck dick.
Right.
Like, all right. Well, fine. Now you put it like that. So I do. I keep it, I'll say 90. I tell my kids a lot about my past, but also not everything, like, depending on their age as well, and what they can handle and what they're going through.
Right.
Because I feel like if they can learn from anybody, I'd rather learn from me or firsthand experience.
Right.
Like, obviously, my son right now, he's in a time where at his time, shit, I was kicking in doors. I was in gangs. I was doing this and that. And I was, started getting involved with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I tell him, because he's like, he likes that little street life.
Right.
I'm like, it's definitely not you, bro. That's not you at all. I'm like, right. No, you know nothing about it. But it, like him, my curiosity took over and little by little was introduced by bigger things, whatever, whatever. So it's like, I'd rather him learn from me than to actually go out like I did. I said, well, let me just see what I could find out. Let me see what I could come up with, or let me see what I could do.
Well, and when you do that, it kind of gives you a little bit of a high. Like, you can't, if you've done a breaking and entering, a B&E, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. If you've done that, kick door, whatever you want to say. If you do that and you get away, you're going to want to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's what I loved about it.
You know?
And then it got bigger and bigger. It went from first house I ever broke into, fucking stole a Nintendo 64. Game. Nintendo 64 game.
Figured it.
And a controller. I didn't even have a fucking Nintendo 64.
Right.
I should have sold that. But like I said, and then it got bigger and bigger, and that led to cars, led to bigger things, whatever. That's neither here or there. But it's like I tell my son, look, that's not the life, this and that. You can't trust a thief. now that I'm older and I see it, I'm like, yo, this is the life I want you to live. And luckily, he's going down the life. He's into the sports now. He's into working out. He's into more athletic.
Right.
Where those are his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me proud. It makes me really proud. Like the other day, we took him on a skip day. I don't even know how much money I spent on him on that day. And he was like so happy. He's like, well, thanks. And I said, nah, man, you're doing really good. You're doing a lot better than me than I was at your age. You have good friends now. He's turned his life so much around from the last 2 years.
Right.
And I'm so proud of him. I said, keep doing what you're doing and you will get rewarded.
Absolutely.
So, and like I said, he's asked me what is drugs like or what is this like? And I tell him the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
Ultimately, I said, hey, you know, there were some fun times I had with my friends and that, but ultimately, look at my friends now. I don't have none.
Right.
I have like 3 or 4. But that's because I can't trust them. I said, now look at grandma and grandpa that were actually in sports and in this and that, doing this and that. They still hang out with their high school friends and they graduated 87, 90 years ago.
Right.
So it's like, look at the difference. I graduated in 2000. I have none of my friends that I talked to from high school. Grandma and grandpa graduated back in the 70, whatever. They still have their friends that they hang out with. There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So, and I tell them, look at my friends. I pull up like social media. I said, look, this guy, we were friends. He went a whole different way. Went to college. But look at his life. Look at his pictures.
Right.
What do you see on mine? You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind being that I guess what you call it, a scapegoat or that black sheep or whatever. I don't mind him looking at the negative parts of my life because I think it's motivating him.
Well, no, it's not. It's not even a black sheep. It's one of those things where we all have lessons that we can teach our kids, mm-hmm. right? And that's, you know, obviously as a parent, that's what you're there for, you know. And you don't need to. Some things it's great to have experience in, and to be able to tell a story from a first person's point of view. You know, because a lot of times when you're talking to, you know, especially kids, it's like, well, what do you know? Mm-hmm. You've never done this. You never had to deal with this type of stuff. So I understand keeping it 50-60
mm-hmm.
with your kids.
I would say I'm a good 80-90.
But, like, everything ain't their fucking business.
Yeah.
It's just not. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a female was, you know, kind of hot in the ass. Like, obviously she can tell her child, like, you know, when I was a kid, you know, when I was younger, you know, I had a bad name for myself, yada, yada, yada. But she don't have to go on and tell her, yeah, you know, I lost my virginity in a laundry room with 4 different dudes. Like,
can you imagine parents, though, today, like, now, like, telling their kids in, like, 20 years, like, basically, like, dang, you know how many porn stars are around right now with OnlyFans or like this, I'm an Instagram model. You're a porn star. You're not an Instagram model. You're a porn star. So like, it'd just be weird conversations.
I mean, maybe.
I do feel like now today's kids have a lot more pressure on them than we did.
Why is that?
Social media. Say one thing you do, good, bad, whatever. Even let's just focus on the bad. One thing you do, that fucking spreads like wildfire. That spreads so quickly. When back then, you do something bad, the only ones that really knew about it was your group or whoever was right there.
People that was there.
There was no pictures to share, no photos, no videos, nothing like that. And then, you know, people start talking. By the time it gets around to you, you already heard 87 different stories about it.
Right.
Now you can just be like, that was a lie. But now, hey, everybody recording.
Bitch, I got you in 4K. You know,
like, that's what I'm saying. Like 8K now, like they can see you get your ass whooped in high definition. Back then, it'd be like, hey, you got your ass whooped. You can lie about it. I'm like, nah, man, I held my own. I whooped his ass too. It was a fair fight. That's when you know you lost. When they'll say, nah, it was a pretty fair fight. I got him too. Nah, that's not what I heard. But nowadays, I feel like the pressure's more on them because news can get around so quickly.
I mean, it's a different type of pressure. So yeah, I get that. But it's like, you know.
And they rely on that so much. Like, that's their whole life. Like,
no, it definitely is. It's that part is totally different. You know, and you know, it would be different for us to grow up with social media. Like
how much different would we be now? That's what I think a lot. You think we'd be more advanced or more slower?
Slower.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Because back then, I used to remember like 57 phone numbers.
Yeah.
I can't tell you one phone number now, not even my wife's.
Really?
I can't tell you nothing.
No, I still know numbers.
Shit, I don't.
I still,
man,
like,
you remember back in the day, the books, when you had to go drive around?
No.
Yes. I was a driver. You had to look up the street. It'll tell you, go page 57, 40, whatever. You're going to go to A3, and you'd be like, okay, I need to go right here in this corner, and then you'd have to keep flipping pages to get there, bro. There's no navigation. Then yeah. MapQuest came out, blew everybody's mind.
Even when I lived in Nashville, which was completely foreign to me, I got in the car and just figured my way around.
Shut up.
No, like, seriously.
I ain't in Texas. Everything's too spread out.
Everything's spread out in Nashville. But, like, literally, it's like I was living one place and my college was another place. And then the mall somewhere. Like, I never had a map. I don't, like, when you say that, I don't even remember, like, how we got to places, but we just got there. Like,
that's true. That's true, yeah.
We just knew how to get there. And it's like, it's crazy, but yeah. I don't even remember ever looking at a map. I don't remember, and this, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s, I don't ever remember, like, looking up MapQuest and how to get here, how to get there. Like, I just got in the car and I got there.
If you could go back and live one era, where would you live? 80s, 90s, 2000s, 10s?
Man, that late 90s, early 2000s, man, that shit was...
Yeah, special. That's right. That's where I would be. That's where I would be.
Yeah, that was special.
It really was. Good times.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's partying in front of your significant other. Did you put cool? Why would that be cool? Like, no.
Like, is it cool? Is it okay? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, cool has other meanings.
You know, I get it, but, like, there's so many other words. Like, you could have put okay, accepted. Like,
is it cool?
No, it's not.
Is it okay?
But when you say cool, like, no. Like, baby, don't fart for me. I'm not going to high five her. Like, yo, that was dope. No.
Like,
but,
like, damn, you was. You gave the butt trumpet.
Nah, we had that, but, like, her and I mean, that's the only example I could use. I can't talk about my ex or my girl now, my side.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
Don't need you to be dead.
But, like, we're in a relationship where, like, yo, we just go in the restroom in front of each other. Like, she'll be brushing her teeth. I'm just there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just have that. Is that bad?
Do you at least courtesy flush?
Nah.
Ugh.
Mm-mm. Ugh. Dropping them. Bombs over Baghdad.
I don't think that it's about comfortability. Like, I don't think it's about being comfortable with someone. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, I don't care if it's a dude. Like, I don't care if it's, like, say, at my job and me and you are in a car together. Don't fart around me.
I'm not comfortable with other people farting in front of me. But her, I'm like, eh.
Don't fart around
me. She drop bombs too, bro.
I don't want to smell your ass. Mm. I don't want to hear you farting. Like, I don't play that shit. Like, I don't like that at all. Like, if I'm dating a woman and one slides out, you know what I'm saying? You know the slide out. It's just like, and you know. you know, one of them.
Oh, well, she farts like that. You need to get away.
You know, one of them little squeakers. You've heard one of those.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're trying to hold it, but then all of a sudden it escapes. You know, like when you take the
balloon, I get it. Thank you. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So. Yeah, don't fart around.
No.
Like, I don't think that, yeah, no, I've never farted around my woman. Now, in my sleep, that's something different because I wasn't aware. You know what I'm saying? You got to take that.
Never do the Dutch oven?
Fuck no, that's just nasty. Yo, no, I don't, dog. That shit's not cool. Like, I smell my own farts. Like, so why would I want to subject somebody to that shit? Like, no, that shit's not cool.
Oh, man.
Now, I know that some people play around with their kids like that and like might fart on their kids like when they're younger, you know. And
nah, I don't. Like I said, I'm not anybody else. I'm not comfortable with Jay all day. Just throws them in the girl with in the room with his girl with his sister and her friends. He don't care where he at. He gonna throw them. I get so mad, bro. That's so disrespectful. Stop.
Yes.
He'll do it in the car with us. And he just laughs. Like, he thinks it's the funniest thing, bro.
Yeah, no.
And I don't laugh because he's doing it. I laugh because he's so comfortable doing it. And I'm like, bro, like, don't. Like, no, what's wrong with you? Sometimes I got to tell him, go to the restroom. He goes, I don't got to go. Like, you just, you threw four of them right now. Go to the restroom.
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I ain't even saying, like, use the restroom. Get the fuck out of here.
And then, okay. We
fart in the car. Get out.
When me and you met, we had a driving job.
Yeah.
And we had partners.
Right.
There was one partner that would always, some bad ones too. And like nothing. He's dumb and just keep talking to you like nothing even happened.
You're talking about Mitch, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
Jake.
Really?
Yeah, Jake, man. Bad ones.
Yeah. Nobody. And if you may have done it once, I let you know right then. Hey, don't do that shit.
Not even your hall pass.
Duh.
Really?
Man, I don't play that
shit.
Oh,
wow.
I do not want to smell nobody's ass. Like, no. Fuck out of here.
Oh, man. Women refuse to go to the Cheesecake Factory on a date. All right. This one pissed me off.
Like the Cheesecake Factory?
I never been.
What?
Whoa, why you make that face for? I never been.
No, that's shocking because it's like a...
So my niece has wanted to go there forever. I didn't know this place was that popular.
There's like two or three here.
Yeah. We showed up in one. It was like a two-hour wait. I was like, it was like a Wednesday. I was like, no, I'm not going to wait. No, what the fuck's wrong with you?
At the mall?
No, it was at a mall. It was an outdoor mall.
Oh, at La Caterra.
Yeah, La Caterra. Yeah. Okay. And I was like, I'm not going to wait that long. That's just ridiculous. So we went somewhere else. That's the only time I've ever actually been in one. I didn't think it looked like that. It was nice. It was really nice. I was impressed. I've never had the food there. I've never had nothing there. I pictured an actual factory. I thought it was like a theme or something where you would see fucking cheesecakes like on a conveyor belt.
Right.
Something like that. Or like you would see like robots like putting the cheesecakes together somehow. That's what was in my when I walked in, I was like, this is nothing like I.
Like you envisioned.
Yeah. Like, why would it be even called the Cheesecake Factory? This is false advertising.
They're just known for their cheesecake.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard the food is pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
But she was upset because her thing was that she their first date, mm-hmm. and he took her to a chain restaurant.
But when I heard that, right,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing what she's saying, and I'm like, most restaurants are chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if you look at, like, the like, kind of, upscale steakhouses. Morton's
mm-hmm.
is a chain. What's the other one that I couldn't? It's right on the tip of my tongue, but I cannot think of it. It's like a well-known steakhouse.
Sawgrass.
No. Like I'm talking about, like it's more higher end.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shit, I cannot think of that name of that restaurant, and it's killing me that I can't think of it. But anyway, they're chains.
This is what she was like.
Let me just get the door for you.
Okay.
Fake ass okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this dude too.
At the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. I mean, you're not this far.
Mm-mm. Trying to open the door. She wouldn't get out. Rude.
Very.
Yes. Would you want me to open the door for you?
I feel so bad. He was so clueless.
He seemed it.
You're recording me?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I think this is fake.
This is the Cheesecake Factory.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You don't even look that good.
Okay. All right, I'm glad you jumped in because I was literally...
You don't even look that good.
I was literally like, bro, I hit pause right when you said that. I was literally about to ask you, what do you think she looked...
She don't look like that.
She where would you have taken her?
She would have been real mad at me.
Bro, that's why I fucks with you. Like, yo.
I would have took her ass to what's the one right over here? Cheddar's. She would have got Cheddar's.
Or BJ's, bro. Like, bro.
I would have got a BJ. Nah.
that was finally. Your jokes are a lot better when they're not rehearsed.
They're never rehearsed.
You rehearse them. I've caught you. I walked into the room with you rehearsing.
Dog, never.
I've heard you rehearsing before.
It's like what they say at Wendy's, it's never frozen.
What? See? Stop with your head.
You know what I'm talking about.
But I was a little bit, I didn't want to be that guy.
Oh, I'll be the guy.
And she was pretty. She was pretty. She was okay. I'm being nice. She was okay.
She's okay.
Yeah. And he seemed like a nice guy.
He seemed like an Uber driver.
Yeah. I just felt so bad for him. Like, where do you take? Cheddar's would be a good spot. To me, that's a little bit much on a first date.
Cheddar's is inexpensive. So to me, first, like on a true first date, I'm really doing like, I mean, I guess I look at it from first date is going, you're going to go in tears. Like, I think that I'd rather go on tears with someone, because it's like, if I don't like you and I'm not feeling you, I'm not taking you on some $100, $200 right. restaurant. Right. Oh, you know, and sorry to, so Ruth Chris was the other steakhouse that I was thinking about.
We so past that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Ruth Chris is absolutely.
Never been there.
It's a good steak restaurant, but it is a chain. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
People love Papa Do's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chain.
I don't want to get into it with Papa Do's.
But
it is, I get you.
But there's so many good restaurants.
That are chains, yeah.
That are chains. But carry on.
Yeah. Back to our subject.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I'm gonna go somewhere like a Bubba's, where you can have like either wings, pizza, like, cause I want to be a fun guy.
Okay.
Like, I want to be able to sit, talk, get, you know, and actually be in an environment loud enough where we can have fun, laugh, joke, mm-hmm. things like that. Cause that's the kind of relationship I would look for.
Right.
Like, at least for my next girlfriend, that's what I'm looking for.
Right. Why did you say this? I caught your, that.
Yeah,
I
your face right away. Nah. So I like, and that's what, even with her, that's what I said. Like, I think our first date, We went to this little Chinese spot. She chose nasty as shit. And then we went for a walk in the tea gardens. Then we were having a good time. I was like, yo, you want to go to the zoo? We were right down the street from the zoo.
Right.
Kept it moving. Mm-hmm. And I think from there, we went out to a spot like I'm talking about.
Right.
Where I was able to, like, get to know her laugh and everything.
Right.
And it just shows what kind of character. I think our second day, we were at a game room where we played games and stuff.
Okay. See. And the reason that why I was kind of, you know, stuttering on what I, so normally my first date is like meeting for like coffee mm-hmm. or drinks.
Yeah,
like, exactly. That's traditionally what I would do on a first date, because like I want to put us in, you know, I want to put us at a point where we're both comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. So there's not no big pressure. I'm not, you know, you don't have to get in your best outfit right. or nothing.
Be
like
comfortable.
That. You know, comfortable. We can go get a coffee. We can sit there. We can talk. We can go to Barnes & Noble. Like, we can do, like, some very inexpensive stuff on that first date so that you can get to know each other and really see it. Okay, I'm feeling this person. And then I'll still go and take you to.
That's the, you got to earn that. Yeah, you got to move up.
Yeah, you got, you really have to, like, earn that $100-$200 date. Like, I'm not jumping out of the gate, you know, and taking a woman on some $200 date just to show that I can afford a $200 yeah. date. Like, no.
I'm trying to let her know I'm poor off the rip. Because I ain't trying to set no bar high. I try to set the bar low as shit.
Like, take her to the chicken spot on
I'll take her to CC's. Yeah, man. Hey. I know some hood spots we can go to where you, and that's what, man, I got so lucky. My girl, she loves hood spots. Like, that's what I like. So when I first met her, my girl now, my wife, she never really been nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
like I would take her to like nice places and stuff. She's like, this is like, and not even like top notch. And she's like, whoa, this is fancy. I'm like, this is Red Lobster.
Yeah, go ahead and get some. Can you bring us some more biscuits?
Like, so I was like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, because she just never experienced like with her previous boyfriend, like they never just dissed them. Like she would tell me they would stick to like the same 2-3 restaurants.
Nah.
So, and I was like, nah, I like trying that. She never has sushi in her life. Like, there's a lot that she never did that I turned her on to. And like, I was like, yo, now she likes it. But like, now she's like, her favorite time is us just like going somewhere cheap and hood. Mm-hmm. And we even have those little cheap dates. It's fun, but.
Absolutely.
That's what I like. That's what I'm saying. You set the bar low. You don't set it high.
Nah, see, me, I'm an explorer. So, you know, when you look at, in every city, you've got, you know, people that are on Instagram and TikTok that like do all these different tours at all these different restaurants and stuff like that. So at this point in time, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking at different restaurants and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, I haven't been here. All right, I want to go here. You know, and I start saving the different restaurants.
We do that now. You pull up our map. There's so many different because now it's either like, what do you feel like eating or where are we closest to?
Oh, yeah.
And we found some amazing spots.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of restaurants, man arrested for faking a heart attack to avoid paying the bill. That's a little much.
You got to give that man a hand clap.
You don't think that's a little much?
No. I support it.
Really? Standing ovation.
Absolutely.
Now, I mean, what did they call like the ambulance and everything? Now you have a bigger bill?
I mean, if you got insurance, then you good.
Not really. They don't cover ambulance and all that.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because I always tell my wife, if something happens, she's like, let me call now. I said, no, that ambulance ride like $500. Don't call them.
Nah, as long as you got insurance, you good.
Maybe my insurance sucks, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think that's, it's real smart.
What's the biggest bill at a restaurant you've ever seen? For you personally.
For me on a date or just...
Let's go with a date. Let's just go in general.
In general, oof, like about $500-$600.
I would say in general was our Christmas dinner. Remember?
I never saw the bill.
Oh, it was up there. It was around 4 or 5.
I remember seeing them sweat.
Yeah, so we were at a Christmas party, I guess if you want to say that.
Yeah.
Went to fucking Hooters.
Yeah.
What was our budget? Like $50?
I have no idea.
Our budget was like 50, maybe 100.
I still don't think that was real. You know what I'm saying?
The budget?
Yeah. Because you can't, after the first round, and then you got another round, and everybody else, and you're still ordering food. Like,
and we all a bunch of like big guys. Like, we, yeah.
Like, nah, that shit
was. And not only that, we drinkers.
Yeah. We was having a
We drinkers ball. And we eaters. So, no, yo, our boss saw that ticket and.
But I mean, he was a part of it.
Yeah, it was.
He was a part of it. He was still. Did you get something? Like, you know, he
Kev only leave $5 for his drink. That's so proud.
I don't carry cash.
So that was the biggest group I've seen. The other biggest bill I've seen on a date was about. It was almost the same. It was about $300, $350, I think.
On a date.
Mm-hmm.
Just you and somebody, or was it like a group
thing? It was me, her, and my parents.
Okay.
It was actually my birthday.
Okay.
We went to Papa Do's. And I said, you know what? Let me do the lobster. I got picked out my lobster, and they brought me my lobster. It was cute. Cute lobster.
Uh-huh.
Baby was like.
Baby lobster.
Yeah, it was cute. She like, eh. And she looked at me like, I thought I married a man. I was like, oh, challenge accepted. I said, let me get the king of the tank. They go, we don't have a king, we had a queen. I said, let me do that. Brought me a fucking 3.5-pound lobster, bro.
Mm.
Thing was huge. Claw was bigger than my hand. Now, the thing about it is, I don't eat leftover seafood. I've never have. I just feel like it's gross. I don't know why. I never have.
You don't know how to heat it up.
Probably. I ate half that lobster. And he was like, would you like it to go? I was like, I don't know. And literally left half a lobster. Like, and everybody's so mad at me, but it's like, oh, I'm not going to eat it. Like, y'all want to take it? Y'all can take it. I don't care. But that was our bill. It was around $350, $400.
Yeah, I think the most that I've seen on a individual date was like almost two.
Wow.
Yeah, almost two on an individual date. The most that I saw on like a...
Shit, my lobster was almost two. It was like 180 just for that.
Damn.
Yeah, it was up there.
Yeah, the most that I seen with like a date, like a group date, is about 4 or 5. Mm. Yeah, it was up there.
Now, have you ever done something crazy to get out the bill?
I've only skipped out on one bill before.
Okay.
But it wasn't that one. But, you know, I skipped out on we went to this restaurant when I was living in Louisville. And our waitress was terrible. And we were literally sitting there like, we were sitting there and was like, okay, if she don't come back by this time, we rolling out. Because obviously she wants us to leave. She gave us our food. And I swear to you, 20, 30 minutes, probably, it was a long time. And I'm just guesstimating because this was years ago. But we were sitting there and we're like, yo, where's our waitress at? Like, so she's not going, like, we've eaten all of our food. The plates are still in front of us. Our drinks are empty. Like, nobody's coming around. And we're just sitting there like, yo, we've been sitting here for a long time. Our waitress has not came back. Obviously, she says that the food is free. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, you want to leave? I was like, hell yeah. That's what I've been trying to tell y'all for like
the last 10 minutes. She just died in the ditch.
Yeah.
You didn't do nothing like extravagant?
Nah, I ain't do nothing extravagant. I walked right up out of there like,
yeah,
walked straight out.
Huh. Damn, I kind of feel bad for telling my story now.
Why?
Long story short, basically, we order shit. Started mathing up everything. I'm like, damn, it's getting up there. Checked my bank account. It wasn't agreeing with what we ordered. I said, I need to take off a little bit and have baby pull some hair out, mix it in our meal. Hey, excuse me. What is this? What I didn't know is the waitress saw. Sir, y'all put that there. Excuse me? You're going to blame me? Was I in the kitchen? Just dead cold stare in my face. I saw you do it.
You ain't see shit.
That's all I had. Prove it. Let me talk to manager. I'll go ahead and take this off your ticket, sir. Do you still want the manager? No, I'm good. Thank you. I wasn't trying to push it because I knew from the look in her face, the confidence in her face, that she saw it.
Right.
And I didn't want to push it because I maybe didn't pull cameras or whatever. Now I'm just stuck.
Right.
I said, thank you. I left her a good little tip, man. I appreciate it. She, the rest of the night, just stone cold look at me. It's like, you motherfuckers. So we did that. I died in a ditch one time. Car didn't start.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, they came out, knocked my window, like, sir. I said, can I use your phone? Like, I need it. So they actually wanted to have me security help, but I did that. Like, yo, it's just like, I've had some bad experiences.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's been the only time that I've walked out on service because it was just like, yo, you're telling me you want me to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
This is free.
I've had such a bad experience one time where we were waiting for the food. I literally walked in the kitchen and started serving myself. Michelle was so bad, bro. She was pissed. And I wasn't going to pay. Like, fuck, I'm not going to pay. Like, what am I going to pay for? Y'all need to pay me. I work here.
Right.
Where my check at? Run it.
Yeah. That's funny.
Like that, we're out.
And like that, we're out.
What the fuck is going on?
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J. Presents.